AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Russian President Vladimir Putin's claiming the strategic initiative on the battlefield in Ukraine, with troops taking another city in the Donetsk region. Ukraine denies Siversk has been captured. Saker Magani has the latest on U.S.-led efforts to end the war.
Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky says negotiators are wrestling with territorial issues.
We had conversation with the United States team about possible security guarantees for Ukraine, and we are working on a framework document, and it must be strong enough to truly work.
Zelensky revealed details of the talks before heading into an urgent meeting with European allies who back his efforts to reach fair terms in any settlement.
We are ready to work with President Trump in any format.
But here in Washington,
the president is extremely frustrated with both sides of this war.
And spokeswoman Caroline Levitt says the U.S. could send a representative to more talks this weekend if it sees a real chance of signing a peace deal.
It's still up in the air whether we believe real peace can be accomplished and we can truly move the ball forward.
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
On Capitol Hill, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem linked the seizure of an oil tanker off Venezuela to anti-drug efforts.
What keeps me up at night is the individuals that are in this country that wish to do us harm. And that is why we are so aggressive.
The Senate's rejected an extension of health care subsidies. And Democrats on Congress's Joint Economic Committee calculate President Trump's tariffs have cost the average American household nearly $1,200 this year. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits jumped last week by 44,000. They remain in a healthy range, however. Mortgage rates have ticked higher, the average 30-year at 6.22%. In the Dow and the S&P closed at new highs, the S&P up 0.2%, the Dow adding 646 points or 1.3%. The Nasdaq, however, slipped 0.3%. This is AP News. Venezuelan opposition leader Maria Corina Machado appeared in public today. Ed Donahue reports it was the first time in months.
She is in Oslo, Norway.
Can I assure you that I am very hopeful.
Machado is the recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize and was expected to make the award ceremony yesterday in Oslo, but couldn't make it on time.
Democracy is the system that enables peace in a society. But you cannot have democracy without freedom.
Machado says the U.S. helped her get out of Venezuela.
The regime would have done everything to prevent me from coming. They did not know where I was in hiding in Venezuela, so it was hard for them to stop me. It was rude.
Machado says decisive action by the U.S., including the seizure of an oil tanker, have left the government of President Nicolas Maduro at its weakest point. I'm Ed Donahue.
There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.